Lyrics by Ivan Novello. Now then, Ken.
You're very harsh, you know.
I know you think that people don't appreciate you, but Dezo lately says I must go my crystal set and get it ready, the Glaswegian phrasebook, at the ready for the Popmeister. It's worth the license fee alone to have English as a foreign language just after you. Who says the BBC is dumbing down?
You should be grateful that we are coming here to enrich your culture.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The finest English is spoken, of course, in Dublin.
No. Inverness. Inverness. Listen, what's this you in Covent Garden and Joanna Lumley getting smeared in cake? Is this right?
That's more or less the size
good,
of it.
Good, good. I'm talking of the size of it. Life-size cake representing you.
I know. Do you remember when they melted me down in Madame Tussauds and they made 6 copies of Ant and Dec out of it? Radio
2! I'd had enough left over for Dawn French. Frank Everett says... we're a little concerned about health and safety in Covent Garden this afternoon. Will there be scaffolding for the cake?
Look, I don't have to listen to this. I'm going now.
It worked! BBC Radio
2. Normie Lost Youth. Well, actually, I don't want to give too much away. That was 55 years ago, though. Bill Haley in the Comet.
When you were all 37.
Bless us. I must have been stricken in years even then. I heard you mention that Ken Bruce was live tonight. On Friday night is music night. Mm. Yes, working on the premise that the hardest part for an actor is Mercutio in Romeo and Juliet, because you're killed off in the first act but have to stay sober until the curtain call. Mm-hmm. And Bruce's show finishes at 12.
Could be very dangerous.
It could be.
7-hour layoff.
I wish I was there myself, only I have a subsequent engagement.
Really?
I'd like to see you stagger on the stage and straight into the orchestra pit.
Boom! Right through the big drum.
Friday night is Tuesday night, and I'll fight anyone who says it's me.
Oh, the charm of it.
Oh, yes. By the way, oh, look, questions here. I'm doing the Ask Lynn spot now, it looks like.
Oh,
Frank Everett says, here's the question. What is Terry going to miss most when he leaves the breakfast show? The answer is holidays.
No, I'm going to miss your repartee.
Kind. BBC Radio
2. Not. Have a good weekend, Kenno.
Yourself? Likewise.
Step over leg lock. That's what you've got on them, Ken.
You were Big Daddy, weren't you, about all those years ago?
Do you know, I met Big Daddy, and I met... Remember the dark-haired fellow, with Mick McManus?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're both about 5'3".
Really?
Yes.
You almost imagine they'd be about 6'6".
Well, when you look at the big fellas that are on WWF, they're on 8'7". And we had these little wrestlers.
We grew bantam wrestlers.
They were great, weren't they?
Does that mean, what are you trying to say? Are you trying to say you could have taken either of them?
I could have taken Fit Finlay as well, who, if you remember, had a Red Indian princess in his corner.
You could have taken her anyway.
No trouble.
Oh, seen it off. Held her away with one hand. We're flailing away the other and you got her. Were you Billy Two Rivers at one point as well?
Damn it. You can see through me and my many disguises. They're bringing the curtain down now. Joseph Locke used to crawl under it and continue singing.
I have a horrible suspicion that you might follow in the footsteps or the crawl steps.
That was Cream.
Of the great Joseph Locke.
Cream and Badge.
That one from your own little cupboard, was it?
It was. I dragged that one out. Yeah. You know, when we mentioned the wrestlers, we shouldn't have, because I have memories of Kendo Nagasaki.
Oh, yes!
He used to look at people in a funny way and put them into a trance before smashing them in the mouth.
That made it so much easier. I mean, you have that effect on me. As soon as you start talking... Off I go.
And Johnny Quango from Peckham.
Johnny Quango from Peckham.
Who entertained us with his headbutt moves. Radio 2. Trained as a dancer and a classical pianist, you know, before becoming a wrestler.
Was he a member of Joe Loss's orchestra as well?
Oh, memories.
I wish you had some.
Well, I can remember back that far, but not yesterday.
He does very well to come in here every day. Tomorrow we may find him at the library.
Oh. Oh. The last train to Clarksville.
Do that again. It's nice.
I could have been a monkey.
It shows your vulnerable side. It's always nice to see.
Could have been the old monkey.
You could have been a monkey.
Showing me bottom. Yes. Showing me bottom to the people.
And don't do that out of the bars, please.
Stop it. Now, look, you know that things have to be retuned.
Oh, yes.
18
yes.
million
at
people.
At lunchtime.
Retuning.
When is lunchtime exactly?
Well, Ralphie seems to know. He says, is it possible to retune my radio so Ken Bruce is faded out in between the records?
That's not actually technically possible.
God, I thought our luck had changed there for a minute.
I'm not letting you away with that one. I brought a megaphone in with me. You're doing the twist,
just like this. You can never get him off the stage. I know
Excuse
a few
me,
like
Mr.
him.
Potts and Mr. Kettle talking here.
I know a few like him.
What are you eating?
You're the natural successor, aren't you, to Joseph Locke?
Would you empty your mouth before speaking to the nation, please?
No, I'm only speaking to you. Do you count as part of the nation?
No.
We're mere hobbledehoys here, Ken.
I'm an import anyway.
Well, the Minister for Local Government says, urgent email here. Mm-hmm. Could you advise Mr. Ken Bruce, having read his entry in Wikipedia and of his plan to repopulate the Highlands on his own, we've decided to save the 30 pence postage and not send him his copy of Sex for the Over 50s.
Now, you see, you're not going to expect me to have anything to say to disagree with that previous statement, are you? I'm supposed to sit here in a warm glow.
Well, no.
Yes, it's probably true.
Well, let me tell you, this booklet has got illustrations. They're mostly of Johnny Marsh.
No! Oh! Should cure the population explosion.
Oh, Freddie and the Dreamers.
Just a minute!
Yeah, what? What you been doing?
Do you remember him?
Oh, he was
jumping up and down.
He's just a leap in the air, tiny little chap, much like yourself.
Well, no wonder he didn't last all that activity. It's not the way I've been leading my life.
Who says he didn't last?
Well, he's fallen off his perch some time ago.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He didn't last as long as you, you know.
You see, I thought all those people that had passed on, and I find out they're starting a new radio station.
Yes, I saw the pictures as well. Unretouched, those pictures. It'd have to be.
Anyway, thank God they never take pictures of us, Ken.
Oh, no. Keep yourself well out of the limelight.
I'm off to Aylesbury, the Methodist Community Centre project, this evening, Ken.
Well done. Mm. On Sunday, I shall be at the Henley-on-Thames Festival.
Yes, there's a picture of you.
Is there?
You're all over the buses.
Oh, nice.
With the words, "Have you seen this man?" Shanna.
Can't take any more.
Nasty little room, and it's only Monday.
Can't take it that day. Can't take it.
Now, look, Frank says it's a pleasure to finally meet Radio 2's Sean Connery lookalike, Ken Bruce.
Just a minute while I turn to get the right profile.
Strict rules of golf, Mr. Bond.
Yes.
At Henley-on-Thames, by God, do you know?
Could have been there.
We should tour the halls. Henley-on-Thames Livery Festival yesterday. Were you trolling about literary people?
Yes, I was decked out a little bit like Aubrey Beardsley. A little floppy hat.
Oh, my word.
I was holding a feather as I walked through the streets of Henley. Oh. People shouted things.
And the velveteen trousers.
That's right. Yes, people were calling at me all the time.
And Gillian Reynolds.
Gillian Reynolds.
She kept you under control.
She duffed me up good and proper on the stage.
But you're a lot taller than you appear on the radio, it says.
Thank God the personality lifts are working again. David Hamilton lent me them, and they were good for him, and they've worked for me too.
He'll be making a comeback. That's the end of you.
He's 6'3" now. And 84.
Look, don't knock old age.
No. 40 years from now.
It's the secret of my success.
And you're getting better with every year.
Absolutely.
Here's another juvenile lead. Tony Christie.
He's got a mellow bellow.
You got a George Melly. Well, you've got the fine figure for a man.
Me, little Eva. No locomotion. Yes, well, old Ken will be trucking along with you.
What do you mean old, Ken?
I know what I'm saying. most of the time.
I'm afraid we have evidence against that this morning, because Ralphie says to me, do please be gentle with Terry this morning. He's in a terribly excited condition and has been making all kinds of silly blunders this morning.
Nonsense, that Ralphie. He's a cut-up. Look, I know about you.
What?
MI5, secret dossier on Kent Bruce. I knew there was something dodgy about him. The way he walked sideways like a crab.
Just because in the 60s I wore a Gannex raincoat and smoked a pipe.
A false accent with the Russian undertone.
Yes.
And that hidden bug in your sparring.
Do you remember when Oleg Gordievsky came to this country and he was interviewed on television wearing false nose glasses and a beard? Very unusual here. Was anybody fooled? There's the spy next door.
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon, Ken.
I very much beg yours.
No rose gardens, I mean. I've various mails saying you never see the meerkat and Evan Davis in the same room.
Which way is that meerkat looking anyway?
Have you noticed Ken Bruce and the Hood from Thunderbirds? They're never seen in the same room either.
Be very careful.
See?
The man who did the voice for that was Ray Barrett. Remember him? Old putty face.
Look, everybody's got a bad complexion at one time or another in their lives.
I've still got mine.
Ken Bruce, BBC Radio 2.
Costing me a great deal to keep it like this.
It's a rich man.
Hey, Dolly. No, 9 to 5. Rob Frisky says, good morning. An urgent email from a well-known river somewhere in South America. Other rivers are available. Tells me that Ken Bruce's memoir has been dropped by 50%.
No!
But on checking, your latest is also on the remaindered pile at 50% off.
I thought they started at 50% off and went down from there.
I've asked them to alert me again when they're doing a 3-for-a-pound offer.
Good.
Just in time for Christmas, I'd say.
Well, we must have sold over 10 each by now, then.
I love it when you say, hey, but hang on, that 50% off the selling price of my book. And they say, oh, no, that's a good sign.
Very encouraging.
Explain that to me, then, in simple economic terms.
Everything's a good sign to the author. get patted on the head as well.
They all think the author's an idiot, that's what it is.
And you know something?
Yeah. Say no more.
Mm-hmm. Not entirely at variance with the facts.
Does he take sugar?
Doesn't he do well? For his age.